with Commissioner Sander and a lot of at the head table for these activities is indicated that all sorts of hazards that could become use the same network that's being used for the LEPCs and the local planning. We have the state emergency or the Hazardous Substance Spill Technology Review Council has been established. The members have been designated. They've met quarterly. They are developing a report that should be available pretty soon on the activities, and they have they're looking at the technologies and protocols for using new technologies in the event of a spill. And let's see. I also have quite a list of things to go over with contaminated sites, so I'll try and speed it up. I know I'm taking up a lot of time, but within contaminated sites, we have the projects that deal with, during 1991, we added 400 more sites to our contaminated sites database, so we're at the neighborhood of over 1,100 now, and we are chairing a state sites MOU working group to address state-owned or managed sites that are contaminated. So, and there is some funding set aside in the neighborhood, or we're projecting a budget of over $2.5 million to address those contaminated sites. There has been an increase lately in more responsible parties coming forward and paying for their cleanups on hazardous sites, and it's much easier for a DEC field representative to manage responsible party sites than to develop the state or to control the state lead sites. So we're making more progress, and it seems like the industry is more responsible, becoming more responsible in addressing those problems. There is an MOA with DOT on the Lake Hood area leaking underground storage tank problems. We processed over 600 tank closure notices during 91, and we established a toll-free hotline for technical assistance, and we're getting about 25 calls a day on that hotline. We are initiating a program this year to have underground storage tank program authorization from EPA. We're beginning a quarterly newsletter, and we're looking forward to closing more than 400 tank sites again this year. The storage tank assistance project was the final regulations were adopted this year, and the Board of Storage Tank Assistance was established, and we've implemented a worker certification program. Currently, there's over 4,300 registered underground storage tanks, and we've collected over $530,000 in fees and funded over $3.4 million in assistance grants. In 1992, we have received requests in exceeding $30 million for tank projects. There's the staff will work with that, and we're going to get that down significantly to a number that we can deal with. Real quick overview of the 470 fund management. There's about $28 million a year that's coming in from the surcharge, and we're projecting about $20 million of uses of the fund in 93. We're increasing the funding for state agencies and the LEPCs, as I mentioned. And one of the significant issues we're going to have to address is the spill reserve, because right now there's about $12 million in the spill reserve, and $10 million of that is gone to is designated to go to the communities, the oil mayor communities. So we need to come up, I think, in the neighborhood of a spill reserve of about $30 million that's going to provide a fund that's needed to respond to catastrophic spills. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to close my remarks, and so my colleagues can get a chance to talk before the day is out. So I thank you for having the opportunity to provide the overview, and I hope the additional information will.
Before you get away, I didn't want to miss finding out what the status of the $500,000 appropriated for the oil sucking ferry was.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Halford, that has been appropriated directly to DOT, and they have not reported to us on any of their activities with that, so I have no idea.
Well, okay, what is your status with regard to the appropriations out of the fund to other agencies for fund purposes. I mean, you're the one that is supposed to enforce that the fund is used for its purposes, are you not?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Halford, that's correct. And that's a new designation, and that's something that we need to deal with, because just in the past, when funds have gone directly appropriated to the Citizens Oversight Council and other groups directly without passing through DEC, and these funds were not passing through, we don't have a handle for it. So that would be, as I said, this program manager, I have to develop the policies and the procedures and work with the legislature and the administration to be able to have the management controls that I need, but right now there are none for those.
If you didn't have those funds and those and the appropriation effectively went for something outside of the 470 fund, would that trigger the drop-dead clause in the original creation of the 470 fund, which said that the money had to be appropriated for the original purposes or the tax stop?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Halford, I don't know. I'd have to check into that.
I believe somebody has to be responsible for that, because the way the mechanism works, unless the money is appropriated to the 470 fund for the 470 purposes, essentially the surcharge can be suspended. Now, she's saying to you.
No, the statute was amended last year so that it could be used for other There's a specific exemption to the no capital project clause so that it can be used for other purposes.
Okay, so there were two things that went, both the appropriation and the statutory change?
A fiscal note attached to the bill, the Senate Bill 165. And 165 amended the statute to say that it could be used for this purpose upon appropriation, and then there was a $500,000 fiscal note attached to it for the initial design, I think, of the ferry. So now DOT would need to come back to the legislature within its budget, ask for however much they might ask for from the 470 fund for this purpose, and it would be up to the legislature to authorize that appropriation.
Okay, but the bill that passed was not considered an appropriation, so that's how it made the amendment to the fund. Okay. Okay, thanks. She's got the answer. You got away with it. It's not your fault, it's ours.
Mr. Chairman, I'll get you a copy of that Coastal Community Cooperative. You had some questions about it, so I'll get you a copy of that.
Great.
And it's a draft. It was done by a contractor for Prince William Sound RCAC.
All right. Thank you. Who do you have left, Commissioner?
We have Mike Conway, Director of Environmental Quality, who can summarize his program.
Okay. Due to the lateness of the hour, I think that maybe we'll call them back for another day.
Okay.
So that's all right.
Deliveries come listen to this stuff.
And everybody should have an opportunity. If that's all right, Commissioner. Okay. Thank you very much, and appreciate everybody showing up, and we'll see you on another day.
Mr. Chairman, may I close with an invitation to attend our dedication of the new building in which the Department of Environmental Conservation is housed this coming Thursday, 4 to 7 p.m.,
Wait a minute, Commissioner. I just want to know, how's the air quality there?
Well, there's fewer people using respirators and fewer problems, sir. I think the tick building syndrome is diminished, and I think you'd be safe in attending this this reception, which at 5:30 the governor will be making a few remarks, and there will be refreshments. So.
5:30 when?
Thursday.
All right,
thank you.
It's
a lease purchase.
Beg your pardon?
Lease purchase?
No, the refreshments are...
Okay, thank you very much, and there's nothing further to come before the committee stands adjourned.